And indeed, it is true, as the scripture reading said, all things work together for good. For you see, the plans for our mission trip last March were to go to Panama. But we were to go to Panama to build a one-day church building, to put the floor in, the walls up, the window bars in, the doors on, leave it a completely finished building when we were through. In fact, when I went there in October for the site visit, I took pictures of the site where this church would be built, went just across the street to the public elementary school and made arrangements for us to have a vacation Bible school session there for some of its students. We had everything fixed up. But it wasn't long after I came back from that trip that Maranatha contacted me and said, "We can't have you do that project." You see, to build a complete building that way costs Maranatha somewhere in the range of $30,000. And they said, "We don't have that money right now. We can't do that project." Well, what will we be doing? Well, I don't know right now. I will let you know as soon as I can learn. And so we planned to go to Panama without knowing what we were doing. And it was a while before we found out what we were doing. In fact, after we got to Panama and were doing things, we found changes taking place. This was a mission trip that was full of changes. What we did do was to go build a one-day church and a one-day school and paint two churches inside and out and do a few other things. In fact, when we got through with our two-week trip, I sat at my computer and went over and found out that we had done 9 different things in 2 weeks. God really planned for what we should be doing. We didn't do the plan. Maranatha didn't even do it. God did it. And he does that for all of us. There's another part of that verse, however, that we need to pay attention to. That verse says that all things work together for good. What it does not say is that all things are good. Sally's experience, and Sally is a name I've made up, tells the story of how all things are not good, but work together for good. Well, you see, Sally was married, had a couple of kids, but the marriage was not all that great. There were problems. She never talked about it. But the problems were still there, nevertheless. And there were frustrations. And the family were living at a college. And Sally had a job. And so did her husband. But things were still not very good in the family, to the point where they finally were in the process of a divorce. While they were in that process, when Sally was ready to close the shop where she was working one Saturday night, a man came in and raped her right there in the shop. Well, very fortunately, Sally did have some good help, some very good help to help her through the crisis of all of that. 6 months later, this whole thing went to court, to a jury trial. The jury acquitted him. And that was a real slap in the face to Sally. She made a decision out of that, and that fall she went to the local junior college, and and took paralegal training. And two-year program, got finished with it, and got busy then working in it. Ended up moving out of state, getting away from everything around where she'd been. And after she had moved and was looking for a new job, she did not have a job when she made the move, but she was looking for a new job and she had a new husband. And one evening as he was looking at the newspaper, he said, "Sally," he says, "this job's got your name on it." She said, "What's that?" She looked at the newspaper. The job? Working with a community-based organization, doing counseling and help for physically and sexually abused women. Since Sally had been through that experience and knew what was going on with that, since she had taken paralegal and knew how to help in that area, she was very qualified to do exactly this job. That opportunity came to her about 12 or 13 years ago, and she's still doing that job. She has been on a number of state-level committees in her state. She was awarded a recognition by the Soroptimists in her city for the work that she's doing. You see, not everything with Sally was good. There was a bunch in her life that was not good. In fact, it's still not good in some aspects. You see, her ex-husband, who later remarried, decided on a Saturday night, which happened to be a Valentine's Day, to park his pickup truck alongside the freeway and in the dark walk out in front of an 18-wheeler. His two kids have gone through terror since then because they were teenagers at the time this happened. And they're still not what you would like to see them be. So all things are still not good. But friends, all things work together for good. And we need to keep that in mind because God will lead in whatever we do. We have a group of Maranatha senior citizens at Milo right now doing some work on campus, some great help that we needed desperately. And because they are there, last night we had the president of Maranatha, Don Noble, there for our Vespers program. And one of his associates was there also. And they were a very casual meeting. And he finally said, "What countries would you like to hear some things from?" Different people put up their hands in different countries spoken and everything. So it was a very casual environment. And I spoke to them. I says, "I want to know about Costa Rica." They told me a little bit. And afterward, I went up and talked to Kyle Feese about Costa Rica. I'm hoping that this coming March, we can take the mission trip to Costa Rica. That's what I'm looking forward to. When we went to Panama, we had 20 students. And I figured out afterwards, 10 of those students were seniors, and the senior class was made up of 20. So we had half of the senior class on our trip, and six adults. And we had a great time and a great experience, and I think Evelyn has some plans here for us.